Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
Hunter at Sunrise Acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time, or on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions here on the show, especially ones with Anthony Rosano, who returns to our studio here this morning. How are you, Anthony?
I'm doing great, man. Doing great.
Excellent. Well, thanks for coming in today. What would you like to play for us first here?
I think I'm going to play a new song. This one's called Give Me Strength that we're going to be putting on the new record.
Okay. And we were going to be talking about your new record, too. Here's Anthony Rosano here on Hunter at Sunrise.
St. Peter at the gates of hell, release me from this woman's spell. Without falling like the Son of Man, turn to putty in her hands. Spare me and my wretched soul. Give me strength to let her go. Every single part of me, well, a poison wine, it turned me to stone, but I can't seem to leave it alone. Spare me my wretched soul, give me strength to let her go. Somebody say a prayer for me. That I should rest and go in peace. Consumed by lust, eternal flame. Till death I swear I scream her name. St. Peter at the gates of hell, release me from this woman's spell. Cause a poison wine, it turned me to stone. Can't seem to leave it alone. Save me and my wretched soul. Give me strength to let her go. Save me and my wretched soul. I say, give me strength to let her go. Save me and my wretched soul. Give me strength to let her go.
Oh.
Thank you.
That one ends kind of suddenly there.
Well, it's got a real long jammy thing.
Oh, it does?
End. Normally, yeah, normally it's a... It's
you kind of take the band on out on that.
Yeah, I take the band on out on
Anthony Rosano here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, man.
This is exciting here. You got a new record you're working on, you say?
Yeah, we got a new record that we're working on. We're probably about 82 songs in. I think last time
82 songs.
No, I don't know. I'm being funny. I think last time I was here, we were talking about the getting a new record going, and we're pretty close. I think the material's kind of whittled down to what we're going to do, but we're probably not going to record it until October.
Okay.
We got some friends of ours that are interested in helping us with the record. I'm trying to speak candidly. so there's some people who are interested in working on a record with us.
Uh-huh.
That I'm really looking forward to working with, and that's gonna mean we're gonna have to take a trip to do the record. So we're probably gonna go to Louisiana.
Oh wow!
To do the next record, and because of scheduling,
why do I think I know where this is going?
so because of scheduling conflicts, we were talking about doing it in May. But we couldn't make the dates work on either end. Like, you know, it would have to be a really short condensed session. So no one felt comfortable doing that. So now scheduling wise, it looks like October is when we're going to be doing it. So
I feel a little remiss. We haven't really explained to people who maybe haven't heard of you that you lead a band called Anthony and the Conqueroos here.
Oh yeah.
And they are a hot band. You guys have been playing around all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We stay pretty busy. We stay pretty busy.
Yeah, and band. Well,
are you going to have to bleep yourself? I like that. You know what? You know what? I really, that as far as an endorsement, that is probably the best endorsement we've got. We've got a Hunter to cuss on the radio. We're that good. We bring out the best in everybody.
Why did I do that?
Because we're kick butt. We kick butt.
There you go. Well, it's going to be an exciting time when you play acoustic coming up next weekend at the Tidewater Arts Outreach Sea Level Singer Songwriter Festival. You actually played the festival before. You remember that time with the O'Connor Brewery?
That's right. That's right. We did play. Jack and I did a duo. We did a duo for that thing. Yeah.
Yeah, but now you're on the main stage opening up for John Fulbright. That must be cool.
It's very nerve wracking. Yeah, actually, it is. It's really nerve wracking.
It isn't.
A little bit. I mean, you know, because I'm more of an electric player.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I write everything on the acoustic guitar.
Right.
You know, so like I write it on the acoustic. But I kind of in my brain have, you know, ideas of where it's going to go electrically. And then as you know, you've seen the band live before. I mean, improvisation is a huge part of what we do.
Right.
So even in the context of I may write a song and not even show it to them. I might just show up to a gig and tell the guys, like, hey, man, I wrote this song, and we're going to do it like this. And they're like, how's it going? I'm like, oh, you get it. You'll get it. Don't worry about
it.
And we kind of – so that's, like, our thing is the whole spontaneous creation of music through improvisation. That sounds like a mission statement. I kind of like that. that's our thing. So – In doing this acoustically, you know, I'm thinking about songs to do for it. And another thing I like to do when I'm writing is keep things really basic.
Yeah.
You know, chord structures, I like things basic because in an improvisational sense, that gives us room later on.
To
move and add things. And, you know,
you ever add things during the show? Like you're in the middle of a song and you suddenly decide?
All the time.
Really?
All the time, yeah. Literally all the time. I mean, we literally do not perform a song the same way, you know, twice. It just doesn't happen. We don't do that. I love Cream. I love Hendrix. You know, in addition to the Muddy Waters and the Howlin' Wolf
stuff. You also do a lot of Zeppelin, don't you?
I love Zeppelin. I was raised on Zeppelin. That's like mother's milk for me. That's, you know, that's the deal. But they, you know, you listen to early Zeppelin stuff, and they did that too. There's a lot of improvisation. So
they did.
That's what, you know, we do that. I mean, we, and even having people sit in, you know, if there's another musician there, they'll sit in on something, and then adding someone else to them. You know, you just added another color to your palette. So you've changed whole...
It has to make it interesting for you. I would imagine if you did the same song the same way every night, it would get kind of boring, wouldn't it?
It would be punching a clock. It would be, you know, for me, that's, you know, it would be... And, I've played in bands like that. I've played in a lot of bands like that were, you know, sort of... I'll call them show bands, you know, that were... Right. That's what they did. And that's great. That's, you know, it's a respectable thing, and I give them all the praise in the world. But now doing this for so long, I don't think I could ever go back to doing something like that. Like, I don't, you know, I want to create. I want to, you know, and hopefully I think the people that come to see us, what makes me feel good is I feel like they appreciate that aspect of what
we
do.
Sure.
So, and getting back to the sea level thing, I think for me. One of the things that'll be interesting is for people who maybe are only familiar with that aspect of what the band does.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's going to be a real stripped down, like, this is the condensed.
This is the genesis
this is the seed of where all that stuff comes from. So the way these songs are going to be, you know, performed are going to be like how I wrote them in my living room, you know, or on my back deck. You know, like just sitting there with a little tape recorder, and which I do use a tape recorder. I actually use tape.
Right.
I like that better, but no, I'm only kidding. I was just trying to sound hip. I know. I use totally digital. I don't see the problem in using digital. So that's what it's going to be. It's going to be real stripped down versions of some of the stuff that we do, and you know, maybe some new stuff. Like I said.
Great. We're talking with Anthony Rizzano here on Hunter at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here?
Let me see. I'm
with your new guitar.
Yeah, thank you to Sean Parker.
Maybe we'll talk about the guitar after you get done with this, because it's got a little story.
Yeah. Every guitar has a story.
Every guitar.
I'm going to try this one. Sorry, I got to...
Oh, that's okay. We like tuning up here on the show.
They like it?
Well, people like you know, it? We prefer to for it to be in tune.
Yeah.
Just kidding you. What's the name of this song?
This song is called Blackbird.
Excellent. Here is Anthony Rizzano here on Hunter at Sunrise.
My side, let your song comfort me. This night is so black, but there's warmth in your wings. To hear your song, I would give anything. Oh, to hear your sweet song, I would give anything. Dogwood sleeves, so my soul could be quenched from the song that it needs. This longing and hurt all will soon disappear. It's a song of a blackbird that I so need to hear. It's a song of a blackbird that I so need to hear. Blackbird, sing me to sleep. Stay by my side, let your song comfort me. Oh, this longing and hurt will soon disappear. It's a song of the blackbird that I so need to hear. It's a song of a blackbird that I so need to hear. It's a song of a blackbird that I so need to hear. Blackbird that I so need to hear. It's the song of a blackbird that I so need to hear. It's the song of a blackbird that I so need to hear. I so need to hear. I so need to hear.
Grace here on a Sunday. Oh my gosh. Wow. Wow, and that guitar is just really cool, man.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah, it has a real fast action, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's, good friend of mine, Mr. Sean Parker, hooked me up with this guitar.
Yeah, and I understand it's like worth about $10,000.
Yeah, it's worth about it's a priceless instrument of Japanese origin.
It's kind of a back
yeah,
joke.
Yeah.
It's just kind of a little back joke. Well, you play around acoustically a lot too, don't you?
Now
and then, not probably as much as with the band.
Not as much as with the band, but when I do acoustic stuff, I tend to, like, I'll bring a kick drum.
Mm-hmm.
And I play with it, an acoustic guitar and a kick drum. And then I usually, J.B. Bustillos, who's joined the Conqueroos, he's been playing with me a lot as a duo.
Oh, okay.
So he'll come out and he'll do, he'll play harmonica or saxophone.
Right.
As the lead instrument. I don't like the sound of like an acoustic guitar when you're doing like the...
Oh.
It's just very plunky to me.
Uh-huh.
But, I kind of like more, I guess it's from the Zeppelin thing, the open tuning,
oh, yeah.
The ringy kind of thing.
The rambling.
Yeah,
guitar.
I like that on an acoustic guitar more than I like the lead sound. So when we do the acoustic gigs, I usually, someone else will sit in and they take the lead. I don't like to do the lead. I like to just sing and strum chords and do that kind of thing. But, and again, Jay Lane, he's another one. He's come out and played, he played viola with us a couple times.
Wow.
Which is cool. Yeah. I mean,
that's different.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love doing it.
More people should use that type of instrument for blues, it would seem. It seems like a very bluesy type of instrument.
Yeah, I mean, I think, here's, for me, the deal is everything comes from that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Any type of music, I don't care if you listen to hip hop, if that's your thing,
mm-hmm.
It comes from blues.
Yeah,
Everything comes from the blues. Before there was blues, there was classical music, and even the folk styles, like an Appalachian style, is sort of
There's some blues.
It's blues. I mean, it's blues. Bluegrass is called bluegrass because it's got a blues. The chord structure, everything is based on blues. So.
Yeah.
Everything comes from that. So yeah, I think any instrument, a glockenspiel maybe would be pushing it,
or the bells.
The bells. Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I think any instrument that you could bend a note on.
Right.
Any instrument that you could bend a note on, for sure lends itself to doing blues. And then piano is a more of a percussion. Well, it is a percussion instrument. So, that rhythmically. You could do a lot of stuff like that, Alan Toussaint and that kind
right.
of thing, and now Johnny Johnson and all those guys too. But anyway, I think everything comes from the blues. Is the point of this rambling story?
We're talking with Anthony Rosano here on Hunter at Sunrise, who's opening up for John Fulbright next Saturday, April 2nd, at the Roper Center at 8:00. Would you like to play something else for us here?
I could. Yeah. Let me see. Let's see what we got. Tune.
And you promised some new music for the show at the Sea Level Festival.
Yes, well, it'll be kind of new now because I just played two of them. There we go.
It'll be kind of a show with texture. Have you heard John Fulbright?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, he's got a rather interesting style to him.
Yeah, I'm envious of guys like that are like ridiculously good songwriters and play.
Well, in his first album try, he was nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah, first album try. Good for him. I'm like it.
That's all right. Your time will come here.
I don't care.
Anthony.
It really is not all about. And I think even though, it doesn't hurt that he was nominated for a Grammy, but I would think that, if you talk to John Fulbright, he would say that's not the impetus for
that's
him
not what he's
that.
Doing
yeah,
it for.
That's not what he's doing. I don't think anybody does it for that, I just think that it's good to be acknowledged for stuff like that too. But anybody who's worth their salt is doing it for the art and for the
sure.
You know, that's why they're doing it. But
yeah. Well, what is this song you're gonna play?
This is a new old song. This is I did this song a couple years ago for wrote this for my wife for our anniversary.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
I figured in light of recent developments for you guys, I would do it.
What are you referring to, Anthony?
Oh, I don't know.
my producer and I recently got engaged.
Well, congratulations! Yes, yes. I didn't know if it was safe to say on the air.
Of course,
it
is. It's very public. Just go to my Facebook page and I sing about it.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. I thought I was your only like Facebook friend. I thought I was on a special list that I was the only one that could see it. You know, like I didn't know you could do that. You could do lists on social media where like, you know, certain people could see certain things.
Oh yeah, I guess you could. I just let everybody see everything.
I just let it all
let it all hang out.
I do the same thing.
I guess like, they'll steal my identity or whatever, but oh well.
Yeah, I mean, really, what are you gonna? I'm a poor broke musician. Okay, what are you gonna steal? You don't have my identity. You're really not gonna steal anything. You might be doing me a favor. You might have a marginally better credit score than I do.
We're talking with Anthony Rosano. As I said, what is the song?
This one right now is titled "Just My Girl" because that's what I used to say. You know, when I first met my wife, I met her at a party and. I left and I told my friends, I was like, yo, that's my girl. And they were like, oh. I said, no, I'm telling you, that's my girl. Watch.
And the rest is history.
And that's it, yeah. So I wrote this for her on our anniversary a couple years ago.
Here's Anthony Rosano here on Hunter at Sunrise.
I don't know what I'm gonna do to make you see that my love is true. And I know that you're the only one for me. Spent 16 years up and down, a couple tears and a couple frowns. But your love, yeah, that's all I will ever need. I get when we touch, well, I could never get enough. It's more than I'd ever hoped or dreamed was true. You're all that I've been looking for. Give me hope and love and so much more than any other person they could ever do. It's so hard to explain how your smile could stop my heart. Oh, then you make it beat again. My girl, you put the meaning in my world. You're my lover and no other they would ever do. My girl. Baby, take my hand. Woman, wear your ring. You have my heart until I die. I know even then, through eternity, your love is all I will ever need. It's so hard to explain how your smile could stop my heart. Oh, and then you make it beat again, my girl.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Hunter at Sunrise here with Anthony Rizzano. That's, oh, wow. I can almost hear the singers in the back of that song going, ooh.
It's cool.
One of those songs.
I like the, when we do it, we've been doing it live with the band, and JB plays sax on it. So it's cool. I'm taking a guitar solo in it. I like just go with the saxophone. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's killer. I love the sound of it. I think most cool guitar sounds are guitar players trying to sound like a saxophone.
Really?
I think so. I think, like, Jeff Beck, I listen to that. That's he's trying to sound like a horn.
Huh. Interesting.
That's just my opinion.
That's very interesting observation.
Jeff Beck.
I never thought about that. Now, next time I see him, I'm going to have to listen to that.
Either that, or it always reminds me of Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
okay. Like the end of Saturday Night Live.
All right.
I always want to say, like, after every song, I want to say, good night, everybody.
We're talking with Anthony Rizzano. Well, I really think you're going to really knock him dead on Saturday night.
And thank you.
I'm really glad you're doing this show. It should be really cool. You and John Fulbright, you'll be opening up. They say the show starts at 8 o'clock, so I guess. But I'm going to get there early just in case we start earlier, because I'd like to see you as an acoustic artist. It's really cool.
I'd like to have some people there. That would be nice.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, playing on a big stage is always fun, but, you know, it's a lot more fun when there's people there.
Please
come early. If
at the Roper Center on Granby Street. Saturday night. Come early, come often, as they say. So, thank you so much for doing this today. Really,
thank you so much for having me, man. Happy Easter to everybody.
Yes, for sure.
Happy Easter.